USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is talking about his phone call with members of George Floyd's family.
We just talked to them. I want to know how they were doing, just personally. We talked about personal things.
Biden telling reporters he waited until the jury in the Derek Chauvin trial was sequestered. He said he can only imagine the pressure and anxiety family members are feeling. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, plans to introduce a resolution to censure Democratic Congresswoman Maxine Waters for comments she made over the weekend in Minnesota. Waters telling demonstrators in Brooklyn, Minnesota, they need to get more confrontational. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz saying these sorts of comments need to be condemned by all.
I think it's wrong. I think we should condemn violence from any political perspective, whether right wing, left wing, or no wings at all.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
We need the forklift over here.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Okay, those molds need to be adjusted. The shippers are coming at noon, so we got to get this done.
Like at Dennis's plastic startup, to stay flexible, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure. It tastes so good. I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
A reported data breach at Geico is putting many customers' driver's license information at risk. A filing with the California Attorney General's office says the security lapse that lasted from January 21st to March 1st left an unspecified number of customers' information exposed to hackers. The insurance company warning the fraudsters could use the information to apply for bogus unemployment benefits in customers' names. Geico is offering customers a free one-year subscription to the theft protection software Identity Force in response to the hack. Biden cabinet officials are pushing lawmakers to pass the president's infrastructure plan. Testifying before the Senate, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says Congress must take urgent action to address the climate crisis, or it will continue to get far worse.
We see the American Jobs Plan as a once-in-a-generation opportunity to meet this consequential moment and to win the future for the country that we all serve.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Former President Trump is speaking out about the crisis at our U.S.-Mexico border.
In his first sit-down interview since leaving office, former President Donald Trump criticized his successor for changing his immigration policies, leading to the current humanitarian crisis on the border.
It's a horrible situation. It could destroy our country. People are pouring in, but you'll see something as the months go by like you've never seen before. Already it's like you've never seen before. There's never been anything like what's happened at our border. And people are coming in by the tens of thousands. They're walking in. All he had to do was leave it alone. If he left it alone, we were setting record positive numbers, and people would have to come in legally. And you know the other thing that people don't talk about, human trafficking and drugs. That's doubled, tripled, and quadrupled coming in because that's pouring in right now.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Michigan Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer traveled to Florida to visit her father, despite telling her residents in the state not to visit Florida. Michigan lawmaker Thomas Albert noting that Whitmer's strict lockdown measures prevented people from visiting their parents like she did in Florida. Albert saying he does hope for the good health of the governor's family, but adding he's heard countless stories of heartbroken Michiganders who wanted to visit sick family members during the pandemic and haven't been able to do so. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.